Back in 1963, a 15-year-old girl named Little Peggy March became the youngest female American singer to record a number one hit. It was called I Will Follow Him, and the words reflected the times. To quote another song, it was a man's, man's, man's world. Sang, where he goes, I'll follow. Follow him wherever he may go. But not so much anymore. Over the years, family dynamics have changed. Very often, especially lately during the economic downturn, as thousands of Americans are struggling, the husband is not the only one who supports the family. Two-income families in which both the husband and wife work are almost the norm. And since 1980, the number of working women being transferred by their companies to new locations, often thousands of kilometers away, has more than quadrupled. And more often, it's their husbands, their men, who must follow. Women, as well as men, are getting promoted and relocated. Women are feeling the pride and excitement of professional challenges in new locations, but also feeling guilt for asking Charlie or Joe or Jose to pack up and leave situations they too are enjoying. This guilt can be deepened if the husband or boyfriend has a hard time finding comparable work in the new town. When the job market is tight, the man who comes to town without a new job may find he's a house husband for a while, caring for kids, or perhaps trying to start a new home-based business. Peggy March is now 60, and she's still singing. But if anyone were to adapt her biggest hit to the times, it would fittingly be a man singing, I Will Follow Her. I'm Ted Lanfair.